personal laptop. Mm-hmm.
And it is here in the office.
Okay. And is it typically a wired connection or a wireless one?
Wireless.
Okay.
That's only recently since okay. we moved in.
All right.
We both use it.
Okay.
Yeah, only us.
Daily.
Okay.
And personal, like internet exploring, checking email.
Okay.
And business, if you want to consider online banking and
personal news. Yeah.
Banking and yeah. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's everybody in the house. Do you guys take it outside of the house ever?
No.
Not usually.
No. Okay. Usually. And does it typically stay in the office?
Yes. Typically. I've found that the wireless connection here on the opposite side of the house is pretty weak.
The connection is pretty weak. The service we get out here is much more limited than what we had in Kennesaw.
Oh, okay.
But the connection is also...
slower. They dropped us down. Like, we used to have DSL Ultra or whatever, and out here, they told us that we were only eligible.
Well, we're talking about two different things.
Oh,
no, okay. you're talking about
the connection.
The connection, and I'm talking about the wireless router capabilities, the in-house.
Right.
So, and right now at the moment, this is the room we would probably sit here with a laptop on the couch, but
The wireless doesn't make it all the way out here.
It's real spotty.
Okay.
It's real spotty.
So, are there areas in the house where it tends to work better, sort of, that you might take it to?
Yeah, possibly the master bedroom. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And does this house have more than one floor?
Yes, there's a full basement underneath.
Full basement underneath. Okay.
But it's not finished.
Yeah, it's unfinished. I can't say.
And it won't be in 4 months. So
you guys won't hang out down there?
No.
Not yet. Not unless we win the lottery.
Or if he's being punished or something.
Right. So then there's only one of you down there. Okay. So keep coming. Are there more devices?
There's an additional personal laptop that's not here at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a newer model. I mean, not newer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much the same exact.
Okay.
Everything's the same.
Okay. So what's the distinction between these two, aside from one being newer and
I just finished up at Georgia State a few years ago, and I purchased that to kind of be my primary school computer.
Oh, okay.
And just do all business and school-related stuff on it and take down to school with me.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what
that's the second one?
I primarily had that for that reason.
Okay.
And now that that's over, it had to be repaired, and we moved, and honestly, we just haven't had a use to bring it in yet.
We have a friend repairing it, so it's not like sitting in a business. He's just got it, and it hasn't been a big priority to go get it. Honestly.
Right. Okay.
But it is a better computer than the one that we are using.
Yeah, we typically don't fight over the computer. We've been really good about sharing one. So.
Yeah.
And I'm on the computer all day at work.
So
you've had your fix.
It's kind of blows
both of you.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get on people.com and check gossip and stuff like that. But yeah,
How much at home do you think you use a laptop like that, just for kind of that personal stuff? Like, let's say yesterday.
I'd say 2 hours worth of time last night.
Probably an hour for me, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, an additional 2 or 3 hours for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do anything from watch.
I'm sorry, did you guys just say an hour each?
Two for me and
two?
One for her.
Okay.
So three total if you just want to say it that way.
Uh-huh. And so what were you going to say?
I was just going to say I'll do everything from watch a hockey game online or something to...
Who's your team, dude?
Thrashers.
Oh, right.
So who's yours?
From Atlanta, of course. I just moved in from Vancouver, so...
Oh,
we're big Vancouver fans.
We love it there.
Right on.
Whistler, I've been to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I've been to a Canucks game at GM Place.
How'd you like that?
I loved it.
Dude, so...
We would move to Vancouver in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I actually tried to move out there with my last company. And this company, it might work out with.
But you guys just moved here.
Right.
Yeah, and we're having a kid. So.
We'll be here for a while, but we'll like Vancouver. Right on, right on. So that's our favorite. We support the Canucks.
Oh, right on. I like to hear that. Okay, I like you guys even better.
Reppin got a raw deal.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. You shouldn't be smacking people around anyway. But...
No, he should have just checked it and gone in the locker room and busted up a couple coolers.
Exactly. It's like a regular baseball guy, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, was that the Minnesota game?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
oh, I saw that, yeah.
So you guys watched that on the laptop?
Well, I've been having issues with Center Ice.
Okay.
Blacking out some stuff, and there's a battle with Fox Sports and Dish Network going on, and it's involving everybody.
Oh, really? Okay.
So there's been some Thrasher games that have been blacked out for no reason, even though we have DirecTV.
Yeah.
So I've been watching some of it online.
Okay.
Or watch the clip of it on YouTube when I
watch highlights or whatever. But I'm typically on there late at night, sports or typical guy stuff.
Okay. And so you'll watch videos sometimes, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you do some banking occasionally. That's mm-hmm. kind of, sounds like that's a little bit rarer.
Twice a month when bills become due.
Just as they become due, like once a week I'm on personal banking site or credit card sites or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like Julie said, as they become due.
Okay.
Or just to check.
Not every day monitoring.
Not every day. Okay, so that's kind of like a weekly, maybe monthly thing.
Email.
Maybe we should be on email.
So, email, you said people.com type thing.
Yeah, entertainment. I mean, checking email, and for me, reading the news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on, yeah.
Reading the news, checking email, looking at baby sites now.
Right.
Shopping, amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Like that.
And then for me, it's like TSN's NHL page, or
TSN, right on. Yeah. From the USA, I love it. Awesome.
Or other hockey sites, car sites. If I'm kind of browsing around that, and other things like that.
Okay. So, like you said, just kind of personal, random, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Relaxation kind of stuff. Nothing right. heavy.
Okay. Let's continue on with this thing. Any other devices? I thought there was a smartphone or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I have a MyTouch smartphone from T-Mobile.
Okay.
And just got it back in February, but I have to do it again, but I was uploading and downloading music to mm-hmm. it, and you know, storing that information on the laptop, mm-hmm. and done a few videos and things like that.
Oh wow!
But nothing as much as probably some people that buy a smartphone.
Right. And is that smartphone, so do you get kind of internet access and email
yes.
on that thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is that through, sorry, did you say?
T-Mobile?
Yes. Does it go through T-Mobile or does it go through your?
Goes through T-Mobile.
Okay, so when you bring it home, it's still going through T-Mobile.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And is that your primary phone right now?
Yes.
Okay. And so it doesn't look like it's physically. No, it's okay. Oh. Don't have to go anywhere.
Okay.
I'm just curious. So it's kind of. Right now, it's just kind of in the house, but when you leave the house, it's like on your body, basically,
yes.
right? Okay,
yes.
okay. So I'll just leave the location as mobile or on person.
Just
him, okay. And when do you use it? Sounds like it's a daily thing, so it's
yes.
your primary phone, right?
Yes.
Primary mobile.
And business and pleasure.
Okay.
Or whatever, yeah, business pleasure.
Yeah, that's cool. Other devices?
We have a digital camera.
Okay.
It's Nikon Coolpix.
Mm-hmm.
And we upload
just
a fair amount of pictures to the laptop.
Right to the laptop,
it's
right.
It's a fairly new camera, so we haven't done that yet, but yeah, we'll upload the pictures, email them.
Okay. Upload, email photos. Okay.
Does an MP3 player count? Is that something? Not really.
It sounds like the iPod I'm actually a little bit more interested in. Is the MP3 player the same?
It's an iPod.
Oh, it's an iPod? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it an old school one, or is it one that kind of talks to the internet at all?
It must be old school then.
I bought it when we got married, which was 4.5 years ago.
Okay, so okay.
It's old.
Okay, so it's an MP3 player, same kind of dealio, right? It's got music on it.
Mm-hmm. Store everything on the laptop and just,
okay,
you know, download on the laptop.
Yeah. Which laptop does it sync to? Do you remember?
Typically number two.
Number two, okay.
But, typically number two.
And how about the digital camera?
Number one.
Number one, okay. So is the iPod something that you use much right now?
It comes in waves.
Okay. So sometimes a lot, and then other times it's like nothing.
Depends on, and it's 98% music. Okay. So, and then it honestly just depends on musical mood.
Okay. His commute to work is shorter, so he doesn't need as much.
Yeah, and it's typically just in the car.
Right.
Occasionally we'll break it out here.
Right, just plug it into the receiver or whatever.
Right.
Cool. You guys mentioned that you have laptops that you bring home from work?
Occasionally, not often.
Okay.
But I'm trying to negotiate some telecommuting now, so fingers crossed within the next 4 months it'll be at least 2 days a week, hopefully.
Okay, so that's the office laptop. We'll just call it office laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, I should put that here. And if you were to be able to telecommute, that would be in the office then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said that would probably be like twice a week, right?
Probably, hopefully. Right now it's once a month.
Okay. And can I ask you just really broadly, like, what's the general nature of the kind of work that you do?
Oh, I manage federal grants.
Okay, once a month. Okay.
So.
Maybe I'll call you dollar administrator.
Okay.
Okay, and if you were to have that, or since you have that once a month right now, it's mostly used for work when it's home, kind of, and then...
Home, and I'll check my personal email, Yahoo, on it every now and then, but that's about the extent of it.
Okay. And that'll be in the office, and then next day, back to work.
Right.
And that'll be the end of it.
Right.
And how about yourself?
The option's there, but I haven't, to this point, done work from home. But I do have a laptop, and I do have the ability to bring it home, but... I have not done so yet.
Okay.
It's a relatively new job.
Yeah, that's fine. So you said that when you bring it home, you connect to the wireless that's available in the home too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one, down. Oh, I did over here. That's okay. All right.
Then, I mean, I don't know if this applies as a device, but when we had them out to install our DirecTV, we do have the option of, like, I guess DirecTV has its own version of On Demand now, so we're able to download movies and things like that.
Does that go through your AT&T thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it does, okay. And does that come to the TV then, or does it go to the laptop? How does that work? Do you know?
We haven't used it yet, honestly.
Oh, okay.
So
some sort of On Demand thing.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the wires there for us, we just haven't used it yet.
Okay.
They said it takes some time. Like, Netflix is probably going to be a better option for us.
Right.
We're looking into that, but we haven't done it yet.
Probably the same type of thing you have at your home,
yeah.
Netflix-wise.
Yeah.
We were looking to do that in the next few months.
Yeah.
You know.
It's pretty good. I'm not a salesman, but I don't know. My personal experience, pretty good. Like,
all the technology people we had out, that's what they do.
Just... pull everything into your queue on your computer, and then you...
Yeah, just beep, and then you can just watch it. At our house, we've actually got it set up so the Xbox is connected to the TV, so the Xbox is the thing that talks to the internet, and then it... and there's a Netflix app on there, sort of, so you click the Netflix app, and then here are your movies, you just pick them. Or you can actually find new movies through their app, too.
Cool.
It's pretty sweet, but... Man, there's just not enough time in the day to consume everything we want, right? Okay, so I think I got a sense for these, primarily with respect to really computer things, mainly kind of, this laptop seems to be kind of the big one that gets the most use. Percentage-wise, what would you say? Like, it looks like it's between, like, this guy and this guy mainly.
If they were both here at the same time, I would still I would still say 90% on number one.
Okay. But since the other one's not here right now, it's like 100%. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. So, do you want to give me a ballpark age range?
We can tell you our ages. Okay. I'm not worried about that.
36.
Okay.
And I'm 35.
Okay. And so you said you were...
I work in a nonprofit.
Okay. Okay. Nonprofit. And do you want to give me a sense of...
I work in the thermal heating engineering industry.
Okay.
I know.
Industry. Cool.
I work with a fair amount of Georgia Tech grads.
Okay.
Engineering grads. My background, though, is sales and marketing, and that's what I do for this company.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, so that completes that. Unless there are other things that you can think of. Are there other visitors that you have in the home a lot? I mean, you'll have a visitor soon.
Yeah.
More or less permanent.
We'll have
visitor
a baby monitor.
Yeah.
But it'll be after 4 months.
Right. Okay. Great. So I just kind of have a couple more just sort of general questions about kind of your network, your computer situation, and that sort of thing.
No, I'm good.
Okay. And I'll just kind of ask you about those types of things.
Do you want a water or anything?
Yeah, you want anything to drink?
I'm good.
Okay.
You thanks. Sure?
Yeah. I might use the restroom a little bit later, but yeah, I'm good for now. Okay. I'm good for now. Yeah, thanks. So did you mention already who set up your home network?
The Geek Squad.
The Geek Squad guys, so yeah. The Best Buy guys.
Mm-hmm.
You ship them out and...
Well, actually, they were here to set up our sound system.
Okay.
And he graciously agreed to help set up our wireless.
Yeah, it was all kind of simultaneous. Us, we were moving in that week. And
right.
So in the last 10 minutes he was here, he hooked up. And we had the wireless router, but we hadn't hooked it up, and he did that for us.
Okay.
So.
I don't feel very confident otherwise.
That's fine. That's totally okay. No problem. So he hooked up all your TV stuff and presumably the sound,
yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they did all the everything. Yeah.
How long did that take, about?
4 hours?
Why don't you say a full business day.
Right, wow, okay. How long ago did you guys move in, if you don't mind my asking?
Second week in July or so.
Okay, so a few months.
We transitioned. We bought the house at the end of May, but we stayed with my parents because we had some travel and we needed to get some stuff done here.
Okay.
And so, mid-July is about when
we transitioned. So, like, the couch shows up one day and then, like, the rug and then, like...
Right.
Yeah.
And we couldn't move in without a TV.
Right.
Yeah, no,
the woman who bought our other house bought all of our furniture and TVs.
Oh, really?
And everything. So, we've had to, like...
Get to start over from scratch.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It's nice. Yeah,
it's not
she
a bad thing.
She didn't want all my bachelor stuff anymore.
Yeah, so...
Come on, IKEA pressure. Forever, man.
I know.
Right, okay. So when you do have problems with kind of your computer or your internet, what are the kinds of things that you guys might do? Like, who are the people that you might contact?
If it's a connection issue, I'd probably contact AT&T.
Right.
If we can't figure it out ourselves,
yeah.
And usually we're able to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if we're not able to figure it out, usually we know why.
No,
we just don't understand how to.
Okay. So, what's an example of an issue that you may have had? Maybe not here. Maybe at the old place.
A virus of some type. Whether it's anything from a what do you call them? Not a Trojan, but
okay.
Malware.
Okay.
Or spyware or something
right.
like that that just bogs the computer down.
Mm-hmm.
Modem issues, and you know, is it something we're doing wrong, or is it the device, or
mm-hmm.
is it the vendor?
So, how did you know? What did you do when that? Do you remember one time that happened, and what did you guys do about it?
Well, they gave us like an address to type in
mm-hmm.
to try to restore the connection.
Reset the modem.
And that hasn't worked all the time. And
okay.
So basically
sometimes. Most of the time.
I've been on the phone with AT&T and they've just walked us through it. Not here, but at the old house.
So you would call AT&T right away and just go like, yo, name
working.
Well,
if we tried it and for more than a couple of hours or like by the time we got home from work the night before, it's still not working.
But typically there's a standard set of procedures we'll go through first to try to reset the connection or reset the modem. Because it's typically a connection failure that's what most commonly happens with us. And if we go through that and can't do it, then we call AT&T. And half the time, no one knows why it went down, but they walk you through how to fix it. And the other half of the time, they'll admit, yes, there's an actual grid failure in your region or area right now, and it's not just you.
Right. So do they send somebody out in that case, or?
Never had to have anyone come out, and we've never had to have a new modem either.
So when you reset the stuff, does it typically start working again afterwards? Oh, okay. And then when it doesn't work, it's like, okay, well,
it wasn't us. It was
just wait longer, and then it'll be fine eventually.
Yeah. Exactly. And so they've given us a procedural to go through, and it's happened so much, it's not a problem to go through that.
Oh, how often does it happen?
Not lately,
but I would say at the old place and a few times here. two or three times a quarter.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are into money. Into quarters? Come on. Who talks? I'm just kidding.
Well, I work for a bunch of quantitative people. Everything's quantitative.
Per quarter. Okay. Wow, that's pretty interesting that it happens that frequently. So I'm not an AT&T guy, so I don't really know.
Our only other option here is Comcast and doing a cable modem, but we despise the company, or I do, so much because I've had them in the past and had so much trouble.
Right.
And honestly, that's the only reason we use AT&T is for the internet connection. Yeah. Otherwise, we don't have a landline phone anymore. We haven't in...
You each have cell phones.
Yeah, and we haven't in 4 or 5 years. And occasionally we use the fax, but now we just, you know, if we got to do that, we just turn it into a PDF scan it and PDF it and email it.
Yeah, the only bummer is like when you're kind of working with some company that doesn't take like email, and you're like, what do you... What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah, I've run into a couple lately like that.
We don't really have to fax too much.
Not us personally.
We sold some property out in Montana, so we were doing a lot of faxing between there. So that was the hang up.
We were dealing with old school.
They accepted email.
Like a title and companies overnighting. And stuff.
Interesting. Okay. Do you remember the last time you had a kind of network problem at home?
The last time I remember was probably last month, and it was a connection failure, and didn't understand why. We booted the computer up, it was off, got home in the evening, booted it up, tried to connect, and it would just never...
It wouldn't come back.
There would be no internet connection. Went through the steps several times. And just kept going to this one, was able to get to the one page, the Bell South, or the AT&T repair page. And it didn't work the first few times, but it came back 45 minutes later, tried it, and it finally worked.
Okay. So time fixes the problem?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of, maybe it wasn't on our end.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was.
So it happened while you were living here then? A couple months ago, right?
Yeah, about a month ago.
We have a pretty slow connection out here, especially when you first turn on the computer and get things going. And I don't think that's limited to AT&T because most of our neighbors have Comcast, and some of them work from home, and they have issues.
There's a lot of complaints that there's a lot of people that have moved further out here into the suburbs that have had to give up a lot of... technology.
Interesting.
Like DirecTV had to come out here to make sure that we could have DirecTV.
Well, but that wasn't due to the metro.
The rural.
No, that wasn't due to that. That was due to a line of sight. But But
that's interesting.
Because there's less, I don't know why, I guess because there's less population, they don't, AT&T, for example, doesn't run the hardware necessary for the faster speeds. So,
That's interesting.
But yet we don't feel like we're that far out of the metro area. But
well, so on that note, just as a personal tip, I guess, if you're going to try the Netflix thing, I would suggest like trying the free thing first to make sure that it actually works. Because if the network connection kind of isn't fast enough
for it. Well, if we didn't, we'd probably use the DVDs.
Well, I think you have the option.
Oh, you get both, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
So the DVDs come, but you can also do the...
Yeah. Right. I mean, between our computer being old and our connection being slow,
right.
I would think DVDs would be our option.
Yeah, it is irritating. You're in a brand new neighborhood and, you know, brand new cable.
Yeah.
And I've actually had the AT&T installer technician tell me the required cables in the ground for the faster speed are there.
Oh, okay.
It's like everything is installed in the ground up to the grid boxes, and it's there. But then when I finally have talked to a couple of people at AT&T that would actually give me an intelligent answer, they basically said, yes, while the technology to do it, to give you the fastest capabilities possible is there, we don't see fit to do it. There's not enough demand.
That sucks.
So.
Right.
So that, so they said, even though, so they said there's more to it than just the cables in the ground, that it's actually, you know, I guess
there has to be,
it's probably an entire,
like
there's probably, I guess, an entire business software package that, that goes, I don't know, region or zip code by zip code, and you know, lets it happen or doesn't let it happen.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, that's the only frustrating part. You know, we could upgrade with all types of great wireless technology and stuff in the house and not have the full ability to use it.
So give me a sense of this. Has the way that you use the internet, the way that you use your computers, has it changed since you moved from Kennesaw, right? Is that what you said? To here? So Kennesaw, I just kind of moved here, so I don't really have a really good picture. It sounded like Kennesaw was a little bit closer to Atlanta core. So, and I imagine, and you said you guys had a better internet connection there. So have your habits changed at all? Like the way you use computers or the way you use the internet, or is it essentially the same?
I don't think our habits have changed. My frustration level has changed a bit.
And I will say I was downloading more movies at the old house, whether I should have been or not. So BitTorrents and things like that, and you know, just watching movies online. I have not been doing that here because it's just
fast enough.
It's obviously a slower download for really big files, or streaming. Streaming's not quite as good either. But I've sat through a couple of hockey games that were streamed live.
Were they hiccuping?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's pretty... That can be kind of...
Part of that's my computer.
Okay.
And part of it's the connection, I can tell.
Right.
Because I know the computer back there is older, but...
Okay. So, sounds like for you, not much has changed. But on the other hand, for you, some of the things that you used to do, like download things...
But I would say that's all pure entertainment. But
yeah, so is entertainment, but... Well, not always entertainment, but yeah, sure.
Right.
But my question was really, like I said,
yeah.
have things changed? So so here's a question, and it may be difficult to answer exactly, but is the connection that you have right now sufficient for your needs? And by needs, I mean, like, sure, work needs, but also, like, just your entertainment needs, too.
I would say no. I mean, I think I would utilize the computer a lot more if it was faster and I didn't feel like I was waiting so much. And for work, too, I am worried about if I do get to work from home a good bit about the connection speed. So.
And I may feel the same way about work, trying to dial into our server, or connect to our server, excuse me.
Yep.
You know, and I guess it just depends.
Yeah, I have to dial into a network. I have to get into a network to be able to utilize the files from work and stuff like that. So,
but I definitely say, yeah, for the money that we are paying monthly for internet access, you know, it is frustrating because I feel like we've gone from about probably a 90% of what we'd really like to be doing to going down now to, for me, about 75%.
Mm-hmm. So, if you had to rate it on a, I don't know, a scale of 1 to 10, how satisfied are you?
With the
speed?
Connection or?
Let's ask it separately. So with the connection speed and then with the connection reliability.
The connection speed, I would say a 4.
Okay. And what's that comparable to? What's that, like give me another example of something that you would rate above a 4. That doesn't mean very much. I don't know, like, let's say you ordered a pizza and it was just terrible. Like, and you had to, like, spit it out of your mouth. That's probably, like, a 1. You know, like, a 4 might, I don't know, like.
That would be a 4 or 5.
I would say, like, if, like, on a Likert scale.
Yeah.
I'd say dissatisfied.
Right.
Not, like, completely, utterly, we're going to switch vendors because we haven't, but just. Not as happy as we could
not
be.
Not too happy. Okay.
Not neutral, just satisfied.
Definitely on the negative side
of
things.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the reliability?
I would give that a 7.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I'd go lower. About 4 or 5.
Okay.
You never know if you're going to connect or if you're going to sit there.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me
not connect, but... Are you going to connect like this, or are you going to sit there for 10 minutes and go do laundry and come back? And...
Huh. Does it vary that much? Some days it'll be like just blazing fast, other times it won't.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's times of day and like how much use, or I really
I don't know how much we're tied into the other people around us in the immediate surrounding area when it comes to connection speed. Because, you know, at times I'm thinking, was it my old crappy computer that's slowing down or speeding up, but then I guess it's just the connection speed.
Right.
And the amount of users that are on that at that particular time.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So are we good candidates or bad?
Oh, you guys are outstanding candidates. Oh yeah, you guys are perfect.
Okay.
Exactly the, I mean, we're trying to get a range of different, like people that are, you know, doing AT&T, people doing Comcast. Turns out there are a bunch of other ones too. I just don't remember their names. And so we're just interested in getting a broad sample. We're also interested in different family types. So you guys are kind of a youngish family, right? You guys are a young family.
Middle-aged.
No, you guys are young.
We're young. I'm not getting old yet.
You guys are a young family, and we're looking for. Families with many kids, families with kind of some older kids as well. So, I mean, just arrange it so you guys fit in perfectly.
Okay.
That you guys are dissatisfied. Hey, some people are happy, some people aren't. So that's just the way it goes. That's totally great. Is there anything else about your internet connection or experiences that you want to talk, that you thought about when we were talking that you...
What I can think of.
Yeah.
What?
Is there anything about kind of your internet connection, your experiences with internet or your computer or whatever that you thought about, like problems maybe or whatever, that you thought about but I didn't, that you didn't get a chance to say?
No, I think overall, just my overall feeling is disappointment overall, just because we kind of went from a good setting and you expect it to get better, and I feel like I've invested the money to upgrade technology and have more technology available to us in our home, and being hampered by that somewhat by something that's kind of out of our control.
Right.
So,
Are you paying more now or less for the internet?
Paying the same.
About the same. It's a little bit lower.
Okay.
Because it's, I mean, they downgraded us one speed.
But $5 a month lower.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, it's not.
We feel like a lot more than $5.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a sense for, do you have that sheet that tells you kind of what speed you're getting? Do you know?
It's the light.
It's the light. Okay. That's good enough.
We were the ultra, now we're light.
Okay.
It's just called, what is it called?
DSL light.
DSL light, if you go to AT&T's website.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do, as I told you, is you're trying to get a sense for people getting what they're paying for. And so when often in the service agreements that you sign, they say, oh, okay, we'll try to provide you with this level of speed. So it's like, okay, your car can go like 50 miles an hour. Well, hopefully it can go faster than that, but like, let's say 70 miles an hour. But then often the cars tip, like, so, you know, like some cars, you're like, okay, this in theory should be able to go to 70 because the dial goes that far, but, you know, like a car can only go like to 50 or, you know, sometimes it doesn't start or whatever. So we're trying to get a sense for like, how close is the car that you have to what they say it should be able to do, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I'll go look that up. Right. Oops. Sorry. Okay, so I'm sure there's nothing else that you're thinking of. I don't mean to kind of goad you on, I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
You can, yeah, no, you can, if, I don't know if we're...
No. You guys are perfect.
Thing out.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah, I'm thinking, gosh, should we be with AT&T?
You guys are great.
I'm making myself a little frustrated.
Okay.